You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hello. The importance of the farming industry cooperating and collaborating is often talked about. But what does it mean in practice? With the industry arguably facing some of its greatest challenges, it's an opportune time to hear from Mole Valley Farmers Chairman Stephen Bone, Chief Executive Jack Caudry, and farmer shareholder Sam Passmore as they discuss the unique ethos of Mole Valley Farmers and what that means at a practical farm level. This is a conversation that not only helps to explain how Mole Valley Farmers works, but how this brings so many benefits to farmers. Stephen, the Mole Valley chairman, farms 1,140 acres in Cornwall with plenty of experience at boardroom level and is a champion of the cooperative ethos. Sam joins us from his farm in Somerset alongside Mole Valley nutritionist Dr. Karenza Hawkey. And our CEO, Jack, talks about the power of trusted relationships, expert advice and supply chain resilience in helping to navigate the path ahead, but begins by explaining the purpose behind Mole Valley Farmers.
Our presence in the market creates a competitive pricing environment to stop others profiteering at the expense of our farmers. As a farmer-owned business, we have just around 9,300 farmer shareholders. We have a board of 8 farming directors, and we are steeped in agriculture as an organization. And our cooperative ethos, the way that we trade, the way that we invest our profits when we make them back into the industry, is all about trying to support British agriculture.
And for you, Stephen, having effectively bought into that Mole Valley Farmers ethos from your business perspective,
yep,
you're now chairman.
Yes.
Why is that? Why have you done that? Why have you made that as a thing that you wanted to do in life? Not just be the farmer, but be properly involved.
I guess probably joined the board. So if I go back to sort of look forward, but if I go back to 11 years when I was asked to join the board based on other work that I'd done within the industry in terms of farmer representation and what I was doing on farm, I didn't know too much about the Mole Valley business in itself, but I understood the cooperative world. In the day when being a Cornish farmer, we dealt largely with Cornwall farmers, which was exactly the same model as Mole Valley is now. Farmer run, farmer board. And so I understood the concept and I knew what that concept was all about. So rolled it on 11 years after sitting on the board. The opportunity arose to become chairman. It's a unique business. It's a unique business in the UK in terms of how it's formed, how it's structured, how it's financed. It is all about the shareholders compared with our other rivals. There's nothing like it in terms of its concept.
And for you, having had that previous experience being chairman of large groups,
yep,
do you feel that you were able to fight the farmer's corner in those organisations, and that's part of what you do here in terms of representing the farmer's voice on the board?
Yeah, it's about being independent. The representation I've done in the past has been very much independent. It's been farmer financed, and that's how we maintain that sort of independence when we were negotiating contracts, negotiating prices. And largely, really, the concept is the same. We are solely independent. We don't pertain to any other funders other than our farmer shareholders and agreed contracts. We get the ability to be ourselves and see it from a purely agricultural perspective.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. So let's bring Sam in now. Sam, you've heard what Stephen's had to say there about representing the farmer. And how is it from your perspective as a farmer who is a customer of Mole Valley Farmers?
I was thinking about this morning, actually, because I scribbled some notes down last night and they'll probably sit to one side during this process. And I suddenly thought, where did we come from as a business in 1946? And funnily enough, our farm actually, we bought where we are in 1946 and moved up from South Bolton. So perhaps that's a link. Essentially, our linkage to Mole Valley, I think, has grown largely through the nutrition side, a succession of nutritionists that we've had fantastic service from and built really good relationships with. And I don't know if it's something about the type of people that Mole Valley tend to employ, but I've always felt that individually, right back from the early 2000s, that they're the type of people that you can not only get good service from, good knowledge, but also good interaction. And I think in the business we're in, we're looking for counselling from all directions, really, at the moment. It's not an easy time, not that it ever has been, but I think we really do value that. Came back from university years and years ago, and I was challenged to make sure that every penny we spent was spent right. And I think I got into the habit of overemphasizing and over-focusing on that side of things and not seeing the bigger picture. But that's where you need reliable partners that you know you might not always get totally the best deal, but I think it's important to know that you don't have to chase every penny either. And because like I say, as you grow within a business, you just don't have the time or focus to be able to do that in every area. And I think that's the buying side. We've just felt we've got great relationships with other suppliers, and I wouldn't want to diss anyone else, but I do feel that the Mole Valley, I feel pretty comfortable with sourcing through Mole Valley, and generally we're not far out, if not the very best.
Thank you, Sam, for those interesting points. But back in the room with me, with Jack and with Stephen, hearing those comments from Sam, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That perspective from the farmer and how Mole Valley can represent them.
Yeah, and that's fantastic to hear. And thank you, Sam, for your feedback. You've hit for me on the essence of who Mole Valley are. And we are built on, in my opinion, two particular themes. One is collaboration and the other is cooperation. And that runs through the business and the fabric. And what do I mean by those two things? A business like ours operates on very low margins. We are all challenged, as every business is, by rising costs, by pressure from environment, by the pressure of some of the decisions the government has made. And the strength in numbers is what will see this industry through the challenge of the next 3 to 5 years. What Mole Valley aims to do is it aims to bring together suppliers, and farmers, customers, and to shorten those supply chains in the best possible way. The way I talk about it is saying that we should be and we seek to be the professional procurement partner on behalf of our suppliers. Our expertise sits in not only knowledge and advice, stuff that Sam's talked about there. We employ some fantastic people across our business that really understand how to help farmers like Sam and Stephen improve their profitability, their productivity, and their sustainability. And our job is to make sure that that supply of product is timely and is cost effective, but more than that, that it is value for money. And we have 700 suppliers to our business. We're incredibly proud of the relationships that we hold with those customers because we can see the value that it delivers on farm for people like Sam and Stephen. And so for me, running the business day to day, what do I focus on? I focus on making sure that we have the lowest possible cost to serve and driving out cost and inefficiencies in our chain. I make sure that we have the best quality people, and we invest a huge amount of money in training and in upskilling our people so that they're equipped to deal with the challenges that's happening at farm gate level. And then the third thing is making sure that we have those supply chains that are robust. Continuity of product supply. There's nothing more frustrating for a farmer than lack of continuity or lack of availability. And yes, price is hugely important. And as Sam says, price is one of the decisions that are made at farm. But actually, if you're getting inconsistency in your supply chains, that derails a business more quickly than anything else. So those are the underlying principles. The way that we go to market, we have 54 retail stores from Hexham Annick up in the Borders, right the way down to Colchester and across to Penzance. Something we're very proud of. Those stores are big stores. They have typically 30,000 products, a blend between agricultural product and retail. We have a large manufacturing business doing about 850,000 tons of feed and byproducts sold to customers. And then in addition, we have an energy business where we're doing about 15, 18 million pounds worth of solar energy. So again, what we're trying to do is find those things that will make a difference at farmgate level.
And for you, Stephen, as well, hearing what Sam just said there and sort of allied to what Jack was saying about how everything is driven there to give the farmers the best possible price and then all the advice and everything else. So I guess that's what you've seen over the years as well.
Absolutely. The phrase from Mole Valley Farmers, really the catchphrase is that, you know, Mole Valley Farmers came and exists to prevent others from profiteering on the back of farmers. So we are that person who if you like, sets the bench in terms of pricing. And the areas in the past where we've developed and gone into, it's become abundantly clear that the margins that our competitors take in those areas are generally higher before we've got there and become a part and a player and provided a service in those areas. So we are unique. Jack's mentioned it as well. You know, there's very little organizations out there. We have our own feed mills. We have our own retail shops. You know, that network in terms of being able to provide all the stuff we do at a farm level is completely unique.
But none of that would be any use if it weren't for the quality of the people that we employ. And we employ a large number of people at the front end who are dedicated to getting out on farm, meeting the needs of those individual farmers. Now, that's incredibly hard for them. They're operating in a market that's changing. There's a lot of competition out there, but they stand head and shoulders, I believe, above the competition in the quality of the people that we employ. And as an organisation, we've really made sure that we've invested in a graduate scheme. We have a developing agri-professionals network of some of our younger cohorts. We've got some really long-standing experienced people that have been around the industry for a long time. And that blend of real youth and exuberance right up to people who've been around the industry for a long time is what makes the business unique. And it's fantastic to hear Sam talking about Carenza, who, again, sparing her blushes, but, you know, somebody who is relatively new in the business, but has hit the ground running, totally understands the industry, understands the requirements at farmgate level. And it's fantastic to see that in action, really, and to hear that from Sam.
Well, let's bring Carenza into the conversation because she is there with Sam, and obviously Carenza, Sam was there talking about the involvement of people like nutritionists, like yourself, at the farm. Do you think that is also what makes Mole Valley special from your point of view?
Yeah, I totally agree, Seth. I think it's we bring a level of skill, a level of knowledge and a level of passion into our jobs that we take to farmgate level to support farmers out there. And at the end of the day, that's why I joined a company like Mole Valley, is because I know I can work alongside farmers and that the company is aligned with the same values I hold myself. So it's, you know, working with farmers to help them progress in an ever-changing market with all of the new conditions in terms of sustainability and everything else that's hitting the ground running quite hard at the minute. I think Mole is in a perfect position to help support farmers through that and develop, you know, their businesses for the future to support agriculture long term.
I hope you're enjoying this conversation about Mole Valley Farmers today. If you're new to the podcast, can I encourage you to hit subscribe wherever you're listening, as we bring you guests who provide lots of useful farming information and new ways of working to make better use of your time. But for now, let's get back to the chat. And Sam, obviously, you know, say Krenz has sat there alongside you. You've talked about the benefit of having that. For farmers who are perhaps tuning in to hear a little bit more about Mole Valley, they might not understand fully how the business works, but hopefully by now they've got a good idea from what we've been speaking about. How important for you at farm level is it to have a trusted advisor like that, that you can go to on all manner of different topics? And that's something that you're not effectively being charged for. It's all part of the service.
I think it's pretty essential, to be honest, because I have to be honest, I wouldn't call myself particularly skilled in many areas. And I think we depend upon that professional input to keep us moving forward, really. I mean, we're trying to project well as well. I've seen the linkage that Mole Valley have with other sort of farming businesses, what they've done at Stowell Farms, for instance, the linkage there. And I feel that's something, in a way, we'd quite like to progress to, because we're trying to bring the next generation into farming, and we have to project well. And I think whether it's we've installed a system called Herd Vision here over the last 2 or 3 years, which Mole Valley helped to finance in the first instance, which is fairly state-of-the-art sort of condition scoring and locomotion scoring cows, which is a real asset in terms of our cow management on a day-to-day basis. We've sort of almost suggested we'd like to move to the next level as a business now, and it's probably just aspiration and it will never happen, but maybe over the next few years try and become, we've gone for a growth phase, but it's a refinement, and perhaps try and get to award-winning stage, whether it's dairy related or whole farm related. And it was my idea plucked out of the sky, but Coreg is saying, yeah, we'll go with that. We realize we've got lots of challenges, but I can help you. Data management is a massive challenge to us in terms of time and skill set. And it's using people like Grezza to come in and look at the numbers and say, actually, if you're going to move up to the next level, you have to challenge if it's your young stock, your dairy method. We've got all manner of programs and data on the dairy side, and also the arable side, just in terms of forage production and forage sampling on the go, etc. And I just think we need that in all areas of the business, probably, that external guidance, just to say, how do we all bring this together so it's not just a jumble of data? How do we use that to take us forward? And I feel confident Carenza's gonna have to do it now, I've mentioned it today, but I feel confident that Carenza's the sort of character that can help us get to that point.
And I think there's an interesting point that Sam makes, us, which is we're a commercial organization, and ultimately we have to make sales and we have to sell product. But our ethos and our way of working is we will only sell the right thing for that particular farm. And therefore, if the advice is you don't need to buy anything, fine. That's absolutely okay. And I look at a good example in our business, which is we have a fertilizer business. We sell a lot of fertilizer every year, but we've invested in grassland agronomy because we say, actually, if you get the soil right, if you get forage production right, if you make the most of your on-farm resources, whether that's slurry or farmyard manure, if that means you buy a little bit less fertilizer, that's great, because it will improve your productivity, your profitability, and your sustainability. So for us, the balance we try and tread is between being a very commercial organization, but at the heart of what we do is we make sure that the advice we give is the best possible advice to meet the farmer's needs. And I think that's really important.
From a board perspective, obviously, when you sit on the board, you're looking at it from a very strategic approach. It's been great since I've sat in the role as chairman is to like get a little bit more of a view on the operational side of Mole Valley and get to hear that. And I'm blown away by the likes of Carenza and the guys who are operating at that level in terms of far advice on how much it's not about short term, it's about, you know, the sustainability of their customers. It's not about flogging that extra bag of mineral. It's about how can we best place our farmers to be sustainable and be the farmers of the future and ultimately the guys that we want to deal with as a business.
I would point everybody in the direction of the back history of the Mole Valley Farmers podcast, because there's a lot of technical information from the likes of agronomist Lisa Hamley on there. Real gold standard advice. What I was interested in as well, Sam, there was that you were talking about how for you as a business, it's not just about that information. You're contemplating expanding your business, going into other areas. You've got the new beef box that has been launched, and you would still look to Mole Valley, look to Carenza to throw some ideas at and see what she comes back with. So it's wider, isn't it, than just advice on what you're doing now. It's advice for what you want to do for the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we come up with these ideas, and it's good to have that external backup. And we essentially, as a business, that's one subsidiary to the business which we thought would be beneficial in the long term. Obviously, we're very conscious about carbon footprint, again, projecting well, method, and this is just essentially Aberdeen Angus, mainly cattle that come out of the dairy enterprise, supposedly carbon free as such. We found an opportunity on the where we're losing land or have lost land, we'll be losing land on our neighbouring ex-dairy unit that we owned. We're looking for that opportunity, and it has been using no fence collars, whereby we don't have to fence a field. We just, like I say, we use this collar system where the cattle can graze according to an app on a phone, selected areas where the grass we want to get grazed down, either on salt marsh or freshwater marsh. We're kind of plugging that at the moment, but that blue carbon is our one of our sideline enterprises at the moment. But more so, probably, I think we're at a stage with the business. We've got lots of, I think, external challenges at the moment. We've got biodigesters coming from all directions at us. I suppose not that there's any problem with that, but we've just been informed that we're losing our young stock unit. Having thought we had it for 5 to 10 years, it's actually going to be lost within 18 months to us now. And I need to come up with some answers very quickly, really. It's 200 acres, two properties, and housing for probably 300 heifers that we rear. On that front, suddenly panicked and thinking, how do we find a way forward? And I think our best way forward, we have to project well as a business. And I think the professionalism that Mole Valley are providing to us at the moment will hopefully move that forward.
Obviously, it's a tricky time farming out there on the Somerset levels at times. But for you, Stephen, hearing that sort of ability of Mole Valley as the sounding board in many ways, I guess that's something that you would concur with.
Oh, definitely. You know, we've got, as Jack alluded to, and a number of people working in it, from all different sectors in terms of forage and arable, and obviously we, like Crenza, we major in that sort of ruminant sector with the mills. But, you know, I think Sam has highlighted it there, you know, the changing face of agriculture. Suddenly, you know, we're having to compete with the biodigesters of the world in terms of, you know, bringing that forage crop into a totally different metal animal producing energy, but us livestock farmers have to work and then compete with all of that. You know, the government initiatives, SFI, for one, you know, it's changing the face of what we do. And we talked about fertilizer and potentially looking at crops where we can reduce that input. So us as a business are continually reevaluating what we do based on what we see happening to the face of agriculture in front of us. And it's a continual challenge, but one I can assure you we're up for, and we'll continue to engage and look to help our customers navigate their way around the issues that Sam has just alluded to.
And Jack, I guess it's also the fact that Mole Valley as a business isn't resting on its laurels. It's continually looking to reinvest, such as the organic mill at Ufcombe. You're looking for areas where the market is there for your farmer member shareholders and deliver it.
Absolutely, and we all feel passionate about the longevity of this business, and therefore we try and tackle, I guess, three areas for me. One is around that investment in the industry. What can we do to invest in the industry to give longevity both to our organisation but to the farmers that support it? Some good examples of that, Seth, you touch on the organic feed mill at Ufcombe. We spied the opportunity to expand our network of feed mills. We took on the Ufcombe mill. That has given us an access to products that we can put onto farm far more competitively than we would have done in the past. Second thing we did was we invested over £4 million in our feed mill at Lifton on the Devon-Cornwall border. A view very much that mill strategically is hugely important to the southwest. And again, the investment drove out energy costs, increased capacity, and allowed us to have more raw materials spread. A more recent example, we started shipping our own raw materials. We've opened up the port at Appledore to ship raw materials in bulk directly from the continent. Again, access to strategic raw materials that will allow us to compete harder at farm gate level and to bring a point of differentiation to our farming customers. So for me, that innovation, that investment is massively important.
The second thing we have to do is we have to keep investing in people, and we have to keep making sure that our people are suited and booted to be able to deal with these challenges. And Sam and Stephen have touched on some of those, which are, they're very different challenges that are being posed at Farmgate level than they would have been 4 or 5 years ago. And then the third thing for me is making sure the business is lean and is low cost to operate, because that challenge is coming at every single business, whether it's in agriculture or out of it. The challenge of rising wage pressure from national living wage, from national insurance costs, from energy, all of these things are impacting on the business day to day. And as we go back to our stated aim of being a low margin operator, we have to negate some of those rising costs. The challenge for the business beyond those three things is we need more farmers to engage and to support and bluntly to challenge our business and our people. And that's where the success will come. We had 9,300 farmer shareholders. We have over 100,000 country members buying from our business. We need more farmers challenging us to help them improve productivity, profitability, and sustainability. And we're up for that challenge. You know, with the likes of Karenza and her colleagues on the front end, with our team of BDMs, our agronomists, our fertilizer, our fuel traders, we want to be able to support those farmers. And so my request is, challenge us. Come into our business. Demand more of us, and we'll rise to that challenge.
Stephen, I guess that's exactly what you would echo as well.
We can't expect farmers to come to us. We have to be competitive. We have to provide a really good service. But on the back of that, if we get those two key principles right, because ultimately they're investing in their own business, and if we revisit the ethos of, you know, making sure that we're in existence so that nobody gets to poverty on the back, why wouldn't you use the concept of Mole Valley? If we can get those KPIs right, and we do, why wouldn't you use us?
And so here we are. At the end of 2024, Jack and Stephen will come to Sam with his thoughts in just a moment. But for yourselves, what do you sort of see for the future for Mole Valley for the next year ahead?
I think the positive, or there is a positive outlook. I think the industry feels to me to have started to really face into some of the challenges. I think output pricing, whether it's milk, beef or lamb pricing, is definitely on the up. Clearly, the cereal market is not quite as strong as it was. I think our business is incredibly well placed. Our feed business has grown significant volume this year, and that looks like it will continue into next year. I think we've done a lot of work around our retail business to make our stores inviting. We've got our sales guys back on the front foot, engaging with customers, and the feedback I receive from farmers is incredibly positive around that hunger that Mole Valley is expressing. We remain very well supported by our supplier base, who see Mole Valley as that critical route to market, and I think that's massively important. And we have spent the last couple of years building a very, very strong team out there. So for me, I feel very positive. I feel encouraged by what I'm seeing. But I don't for a minute think that agriculture is out of the woods. I think there will be continued challenge over the next couple of years. But why aren't we the best placed business to deal with that? And that's my message to the internal teams, which is, we've got this, guys, and actually let's get out there and help shape individual farms' businesses for the next 5-10 years.
So reassuring to hear Mole Valley's got the back. And for you, Sam, is that how you're feeling, that Mole Valley's there to have your back?
Yeah, I mean, just going back, I missed the point about the sort of farmer shareholding side of it. Karenza persuaded me last year to go along to my first sort of shareholder meeting at Bridgewater, and I was really impressed actually with how Jack projected. I think we're all feeling a bit under the cosh, really, just as things stand. I think IHT situation, all the other challenges that the government seem to have suddenly decided to throw at us, we feel under siege. And I think, but we're resilient buggers, and I think we have to find a future with the backing of reliable partners like Mole Valley. Like I say, I've got a young son of 10 who's fanatically farming, and I have to project well as a business owner and see a way forward into the future. And I'm hoping Mole Valley can carry on what we've known of the last 15, 20 years, and we carry on with that partnership that we built together. It's good having someone that's trying to challenge the rampant cost inflation that we are having thrown at us at the moment in all areas.
Stephen, you cross both sides of that fence, don't you? You sit on both sides of this discussion today. For you, for 2025, all those external challenges, not much as individual farmers we can do about that. But I guess it's having Mole Valley there to offer that advice. That's the key thing.
So hopefully not sitting on the fence. I'm really excited. As chairman of Mole Valley, I'm ultra. So we've got a board of a real good mix of age and experience and youth. And we have never talked about the agricultural industry and our Mole Valley's ability to service it in the future as much as we have done probably in the last 12 months. We've got a fantastic management team who really understands the business, really understand the customer, and we're making it our business to understand the customer. So me looking forward, I'm really excited that we can build on this business. It's our ability to make sure we effectively get that message out there and the ethos of what we're all about, and farmers understand that, and that's why they should support us in the future and make sure we're there and going forward strong and a real asset to their business.
Thanks very much for joining us. If you could, please hit subscribe wherever you're listening to us today. And thanks again for your continued support of the Mole Valley Farmers Podcast. Until next time, I'll speak to you soon.